It's day three of Moog Fest here in Asheville, and there's still plenty of panels and activities throughout the week. This afternoon, Greta Cohn will be part of a panel called What Does Play Sound Like? Cohn used to play cello for the rock band Cursive, and now she's a producer with WNYC's Freakonomics. Cohn will talk with sound designer Robin Arnott, who creates video games that use sensory deprivation and audio-only interaction. Essentially, Cohn says, both she and Arnott are using sound to tell stories.
So kind of thinking about both video game and radio documentary production as composition, right? So there are a lot of elements that you have to think about when you're putting a piece together, whether in his format or mine, and how our backgrounds as musicians have really sort of shaped the way that we think about the work that we make.
Another panel this weekend at Moogfest is a group of Googlers, as they're called.
We think of Robert Moog sort of like a patron saint of the nerdy arts.
That's Ryan Germick. He runs the team that makes the Google Doodles, you know, those designs on the Google homepage that commemorate anniversaries, holidays, or other achievements with interactive, clicky guitars. There was even a Moog-related Google Doodle that Germick helped build.
If Robert Moog was around today, we probably would try to recruit him at Google. I mean, he had the kind of inquisitive mind and scientific hybrid creative, imagination that does really well here.
Germick, along with other members of the Google team, will discuss what it's like to integrate sound with programming in a panel called Google and the Future of Audio. And then there's the seemingly oxymoronic panel Math of Futurama and the Simpsons. Here's Simpsons writer and Futurama creator David X. Cohen.
You know, it's very surreal to me. Years ago, I and some of the other writers with math background started hiding jokes in The Simpsons and later in Futurama that were really just for ourselves and for our old college buddies. And we thought, oh, you know, they'll see this equation on the chalkboard behind Homer or behind Leela and recognize this equation from our graduate school days. We didn't really intend those jokes for a wide audience. And I'm going to preempt you and just ask myself this question. Why are there all these math people writing these cartoon shows? And the answer is, I have no idea. I don't really know. And maybe at our panel at Moogfest, some of our fans can weigh in and explain it to me, because it always has been sort of a mystery to everybody.
The comedy writing and the math nerd thing is, it's a beautiful little niche of nerdery that involves a lot of really passionate human beings.
Yes, you may have hit upon the key there, and that's the word nerdery. What is the intersection between The Simpsons, Futurama, and math? It's certainly, it's nerdery. And I think there's going to be some of that at Moogfest as well in a slightly different form than I'm used to. So it will be interesting to see the collision of nerds there.
The panel will also include Ken Keeler, who's from Asheville, Jeff Westbrook, and Stuart Burns, all of whom wrote for both The Simpsons and Futurama and have advanced degrees in either math, computer science, or electrical engineering. Cohen says it's okay if you aren't a math nerd, though. Just like the rest of Moogfest, all nerds are welcome. For WCQS News, I'm Greta Johnson.